It's gonna be amazing.
So pumped for it.
Yeah. I've been waiting for Celebration all year long.
Are you ready to celebrate?
I can't believe what I just saw.
Hey everybody, welcome to a special episode of the Carbonite Crew podcast. Today it will be Jonathan and myself, and we're going to sit down and talk a little bit about Star Wars Celebration Chicago that is coming up in a mere 2 weeks. I know, yep. I'm excited. How are you feeling about it, Jonathan?
I cannot wait. This is Celebration Watch 2019, you know?
Oh gosh. It is.
We're right there. We're almost there.
What was it, 13 days you said?
Yeah, let me pull it up. 13 days, 15 hours.
Oh, gosh. So actually, 2 weeks from today, we will be at the preview day, the Thursday, the first.
Yep.
Oh,
it's going to be exciting.
I'm so excited. I know we have all, Jonathan and I have kind of tried to get our schedule down for each day, but we're going to finalize those here in the next few days just to kind of have a solid itinerary of what we're doing each day.
Yes.
But I already know it's going to be good regardless. It's going to be good, and I know we're going to be so overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, there's going to be so much to do.
And I'm worried about being so overwhelmed on the first day because those aren't even the busy days. That's going to be the chill days of it all.
It'll be a good day to like dip our toes into the water, so to speak.
Yeah, it'll be a good day to get a lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of figure out. Good day for shopping, so if we see anything, I know you and I have both talked about, I know you said you think you were going to get most of the things you wanted that day.
I'm hoping to, anyway.
So, they actually released a map, I don't know if you saw, of the show floor.
Yeah, I did see that. I didn't look at it super hard, but yeah.
It's funny because I was looking at the map and I was thinking, it kind of looks small.
You've got like multiple floors and stuff, though. That's the thing.
I know, but Dan from Coffee with Kenobi was at C2E2 last weekend, mm-hmm. and he was just shooting some videos on Instagram of like, hey, this is the show floor.
Yeah, I've seen some of those videos.
Yeah, and this is only like a quarter of the show floor.
Mm-hmm. An eighth, I think, was the picture you sent me.
Yeah, and then I think he later actually came back and he's like, that's actually not the show floor, that's actually a smaller one. Like, oh, okay.
Dope.
I guess that's okay. I'm not complaining.
No, me either.
Yeah,
it'll be huge, but
as we get closer, I'm slowly realizing that you really can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
As people have
there's
said,
there's no way you can even hope to see everything.
Oh, I mean, I was showing my girlfriend on the first day after they released the panel schedule. Like, hey, look, these are the panels for Friday, and I was just scrolling on my phone. Constantly mm-hmm. up and down. She's like, that's one day. I said, that's one day. And it's
yep.
So there's a lot of like, I don't want to say duplicate panels, but a lot of similar theme panels throughout the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss stuff, you can kind of go over it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Saber Guild is doing shows every day from what I saw.
I'm assuming that they'll be somewhat different at each show. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, each panel is named differently, so I would assume so, but they're cool.
So I'd almost like to go to two of those just to see the differences, how unique each one are.
Well, and you got to think, like, looking at some of these panels, because I'm going through the website right now, and each performance is done by a different group.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
This one on Friday is done by Dagobah Temple from South Florida. And
so are these like, are they dueling? Is that what it is? Or are they showing people how, like, I guess I'm a little confused on the whole. I know you're interested in it, so I figured you might be
I don't
a little
know
more
as much as I probably should. Let me go find their website.
Because, yeah, like it says, like you said, Dagobah Temple, they're from South Florida. and all the description says is the hyperspace war rages on. Master Krios receives a distress signal from planet Osus. He calls upon his former apprentice, Adol, for assistance in discovering what has gone wrong. So it almost sounds like a
from what I'm
like
looking at it, yeah, it's kind of, it'll be like a choreographed lightsaber skit,
that
I guess.
Sounds dope.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Maybe we can get the Carbonite crew up there in a few years.
Yeah, maybe.
After we go to London and train for
France.
France, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't share this with any Englishmen. They
there,
won't be
there
happy.
There is a difference, folks. I do know that.
There's a big difference. But yeah, it's super exciting, super close.
There's a lot of podcasts going on throughout the weekend, ones that I've not heard of.
Unfortunately, we will not be up
there. We will
there,
not be up there. We're a little green still to the whole podcasting thing.
We're very
so,
green.
maybe next celebration. Hi, Sadie. Maybe next celebration we will get up there.
Yeah.
Do something. I've also started to learn, like, if you do a podcast, you run a risk of going on at the same time or right after, like, a panel, a big panel. And
right.
I can't imagine, because I know there's none right during the Episode 9 panel, but I see there's this podcast at 12 p.m. And the Star Wars Episode 9 panel ends at 12 p.m., so, you know. I mean, and if they do show a trailer, which most likely they will.
Fingers crossed.
You, I mean, you're talking, I guess I've not watched a whole, like, I didn't watch the Last Jedi panel, but I'm assuming they show the trailer pretty late on in the, if not as the last thing in the whole panel.
Didn't The Last Jedi already have a trailer, though, at that point? Because you remember watching it. It was still in the NFL season.
You're right, because we watched it at work. You're right. So, which I'm surprised. Yeah, I guess you're right. They did. They revealed the poster celebration, I feel like. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think you are, but
speaking of, do you want to talk about that for a minute?
The supposed leaked promotional picture for the as of yet untitled Episode 9 came out this week. Let me just pull it up.
Yes, I will do the same, so we kind of have a frame of reference.
There's some wild stuff going on in it, though. I can't even.
So,
if you find it before me, link it.
I've actually got it on my phone.
Oh, okay. Where'd you find it at?
I saved it on my phone. Do you want me to send it to you real quick?
Yeah.
I think it should be in your messages.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
you're probably
I think
right.
I sent it to you right after. I'm just going to describe it while you're looking for it. So, basically, the bottom is lined with red stormtroopers. One in the middle, then just a bunch going off in each direction. And these stormtroopers are not your typical First Order stormtroopers. They're red, first off. But they have, like, I would almost describe it, it's like the bottom half of the helmet is definitely like a First Order stormtrooper, but the top half almost looks like an like the original clone design. I don't know if you'd agree.
Well,
with
the visor is kind of different too. Instead of having like that, I don't know, chin strap mustache thing going on, the best way I can describe it, it's got like you were saying, kind of a clone helmet look to it.
Because it's got line up and down, like connecting the visor to the bottom. Yep. And I'm looking at the stormtroopers to the sides and like looking at the top of their helmets. Do you kind of get a Praetorian Guard feel with the?
I don't know that it's different. I'm looking at it too, but one thing to note is only the front stormtrooper's helmet is different. The rest of them are the same as regular first order stormtroopers, because there are a few of those right above.
Because look at the two directly behind the guy in the front. They look just like him.
Yeah, but all the ones on the side are regular looking troopers.
Supposedly from the rumor mill that I heard is these are going to be the stormtroopers that answer all the calls directly to the Knights of Ren, and they're
like death troopers to Krennic, sort of.
Yeah,
that kind of situation,
which I didn't think the Knights of Ren needed stormtroopers. I thought they were their own kind of thing, but
yeah, but I mean
you
got to think even Vader had the Inquisitorius.
Yeah, true.
You always need help, even if you're badass.
It was funny looking at this poster. I didn't think they were red. I thought it was just the shading of the thing until I looked at the stormtroopers right above them, and they were completely in white.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I was wondering about that just now, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was like, just a coloring thing, but clearly not. What else do we have? Go ahead.
Right beside them on either side, you actually have some ships. The ones on the left look pretty normal. It's just like a regular First Order Star Destroyer. But if you look on the right, there is actually a new-looking ship with triangle-shaped wings. It's a TIE variant. And I don't know that we've seen that before.
No, not in anything. Not in any of the animated series, not in the movies. That's new. I would describe it as a... imagine Kylo Ren's ship,
mm-hmm.
but the wings aren't separated, I guess.
It looks like a TIE Interceptor, but the wings are straight instead of bent.
Yes. That's interesting. On the other side, it looks like we have another Star Destroyer with just some regular TIE fighters.
Right.
Moving up on the poster, go directly above the stormtroopers, the red stormtroopers. We have Kylo Ren fully masked, wielding his lightsaber backwards.
Backhandedly.
Yeah.
It's kind of Ahsoka-esque, and that's a very dangerous thing to do when you've got those crossguard vents right there.
Yeah, it is. Hey, it's Kylo Ren, though, and... You know, I looked at this picture, and my first thought was maybe this was a promo picture from Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
But two things that stand out is, one, you have that red super glue type stuff that was rumored a few months back as him putting his helmet mm-hmm. back together.
Yeah.
And also, I've not seen that outfit on Kylo Ren yet.
No, he's got sort of that hooded cloak that we haven't seen.
It looks like a mix of a hooded cloak, but it's still cape-like, like we got mm-hmm. in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the rest of his outfit's pretty much the same. You've got the fully armored gloves and, like, the same textured, like, I don't know, I guess tunic from The Last Jedi. It's got that kind of square textile pattern
yes.
on it.
I don't know, his sleeve almost kind of looks like the sleeve from Force Awakens, kind of ruffled, I guess.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. It's got lines and folds in it.
But it looks interesting.
Do you want to tackle what's directly left of that?
Well, I think we have our first image of the Knights of Ren, if this poster comes
yeah,
to
that,
be truthful.
Yeah, that's one thing to preface. Like, there's no veracity of this yet. We don't know if this was actually leaked or if this is a fan mock-up. I know I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh, there's weird things, which we will get to shortly. Mm-hmm. There's weird things in this poster that make you kind of believe that it's not real.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of those things, for instance, is, C-3PO, pretty much directly yeah. above,
Well,
Kylo's.
Do you want to get to that when we get to it?
Okay, we'll touch that in a second.
But we just want to preface, we're not announcing this as an official image, but, it might be, we don't know.
Well, yeah, when it got leaked, I snapshotted you part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't open it when I snapshotted you. I just saw, I did that. And then I was like, you know what? I'll go back and I'll look at it. Thank God I did, because 5 minutes later, that's all my newsfeed was. So
right, you would have seen it anyway.
Exactly. So yeah, we have the Knights of Ren. This is our first official look, if this is true.
Beyond the flash forward, flashback we saw in the last Force Awakens.
Yeah, the guy with the little, I don't even know what you'd call that weapon. In his hand, that I feel like that may have been in The Force Awakens, that weapon, and the guy right above it. He kind of looks familiar. Because mm-hmm. I'm assuming they're pretty much the same costumes.
Yeah. Well, they're slightly different. I mean, like, the guy at the top middle, he's got a different looking helmet than the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, from each other, they're all different. But
yeah.
from The Force Awakens, I assume they're pretty much all similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember the guy in the front with the thing. He's got the really long checkered textured helmet.
Because he looked a little bit like Kylo, I thought. I remember when I watched it, his helmet, okay. the back of his helmet, I think, was a little reminiscent.
Yeah.
I'm really curious about the Knights of Ren, because from this promotional image and from The Force Awakens, they don't seem like lightsaber wielders, so I don't...
And I kind of like that, to be honest. Like, it's not like Kylo Ren starting his own Sith Academy or what have you, you know?
They're almost like the modern-day Death Troopers, really.
Mm-hmm. And I almost wonder if, like, the Knights of Ren could be something, like, sort of like Vader's Inquisitorius. Because, like, if you want to go off The Last Jedi, like, that's really what Snoke was building Kylo up to be, like, a new Vader. Mm-hmm. And it would make sense that he would give him as many of the trappings of Vader as possible.
True.
And I would imagine, like, if they had found the map to Skywalker and showed up, you know, Kylo probably would have showed up with the whole lot of them.
Yeah. I need to know where they were during The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi. As long as they give us a passing comment of why they weren't there.
And I might have, like, brought this up before, but that whole thing takes place over, like, a week, maybe a week. I mean, it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, you know, they might have been on vacation. I mean, who knows
That's
what
true.
They look like under the mask, you know?
Right above them, we have the Millennium Falcon in all its glory. Which,
It looks like it's zooming off of the poster going somewhere.
It kind of almost looks like a shot of from the Land of the Last Jedi, sort of, when it was zooming off. I'm just going to go up from here. We can kind of reverse clockwork around.
Okay.
So right next to the Falcon, we have Poe in a brand new outfit with some kind of blaster.
That's Finn.
What'd I say, Poe?
Poe.
I'm sorry, Finn. We have Finn. I knew what I was looking at.
Poe's on the other side.
They're one. They're one and the same.
And then after, you know, it just kind of looks like him. A little bit of a new outfit. It kind of looks like a Resistance officer outfit. Very similar to...
Rose, a little bit, maybe?
Very similar to Rose, but it also kind of looks like Poe's jacket from The Force Awakens. I don't think it is.
I think it's like a vest, almost.
Yeah.
It looks like he's got like maybe a long sleeve shirt on with a vest over it.
He's also got kind of a derpy-looking alien with him.
And that's one of the kind of red flags that this is maybe not might not be official.
Yeah.
For me. Because one, it doesn't look like someone that's going to do a lot. It could be wrong. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It looks sort of like, I don't know, fishy amphibian. It's got a long head.
With some, like, webbed ears or something.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the someone who does look like they're going to do something?
What am I looking at?
You're looking at what appears to be C-3PO with Chewbacca's bandolier on, wielding Chewbacca's bowcaster. And yeah, just take a second if you're listening to this and listen to that whole description and then think about it.
So you have C-3PO with Chewbacca's, you know, big, what I don't know, what is it called?
Bowcaster.
No, I meant the sash.
Oh, the bandolier.
Yeah, he's wearing that, holding the bowcaster. This image to me looks Photoshop 101, just in my opinion. Like,
that's her.
Not saying this isn't official, but the bowcaster looks very unnatural, and I don't know why he's wearing Chewie's, you know, Miss America sash here, which I didn't even notice Chewie in the poster until now, to be honest.
Well, and it's worth noting, like, if you can, because Chewbacca is in this poster, we'll talk about him in a little bit, but it's actually different colors than Chewbacca's. The colors are inverted, like the little packs on it are dark, and the rest of the belt is silver,
it does
whereas Chewbacca's
way.
Is dark, and then the little packs are silver.
Yeah, this is, it's weird. It's definitely
weird. Oh, no,
weird.
Although I think, at least in my mind, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed if we don't see 3PO go Rambo in this movie now.
Dude, what about the droid attack on the Wookiees?
Yeah.
This is no joke now.
Stealing his whole style.
They said, let's take that meme and let's put it in the movie. We already pissed everybody else off with the last one.
Might as well go whole hog.
Go big or go home. Yeah, I don't. That's red flag number 2 through 10 for me. But then again, I see, and that's one of those things as well that if that is in the movie, why would you put that on the poster?
Right, right.
Which,
well,
granted, I will note.
I don't know. They do some silly things with trailers and posters sometimes.
I will note that this came out. I want to say from the UK as a promotional poster for merchandise.
Mm.
Yeah, so it wasn't, oh, this is our movie poster. It was something, I don't know if a store got it or something, but so I can easily see this being like something you see up at Target in the toy section, or like maybe on a backpack, something like that, on a folder, journal, anything like that.
Sure, because they always put those out.
Definitely, so where it's not official, because I can't imagine the last one being that kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know posters are busy, but this one just seems really all over the place, personally.
Yeah. We can talk about Rey's outfit.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool looking. I like that.
Very reminiscent to The Last Jedi, but it's lighter.
Yeah, like it's
a white cream color.
And she's got collars now.
I like that. It actually, you know what? It reminds me of that picture from Luke from Episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
just kind of a little promo picture they put out for the movie.
Yep.
So I don't know, maybe they're doing a little thing there. Probably a little.
I like the moving forward. I like the A-wing, X-wing, and Y-wing shooting up at the right side of the poster. I think that's pretty
cool.
That is
shot. Cool. Did you see the design on the X-wing, the orange?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's neat.
I wonder if that's Poe's.
Yeah.
Because I guess his other one got blown up. It was a black one.
Yeah, black one.
That one was cool. I liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about it just for a second, but the background of the poster is...
Yeah, I was going to bring it up, actually.
On, like, mm-hmm. an Imperial... I guess a Death Star in general.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of type thing. The classic hallway look.
Yeah, yeah.
That you get in Star Wars. You got Chewbacca doing his Chewbacca thing without his bowcaster because it got stolen
mm-hmm.
from C-3PO. And then you've got this woman to the right of Chewbacca. If you're looking at the poster, I don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she's
dark skinned. She's got some bigger hair. It looks like she's got goggles or something on her forehead, though.
Yeah, I don't know if it's goggles or headband or what that is.
She has a cape.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a Lando cape. Maybe Lando grew his hair out. I don't know what that is.
Could be a daughter, though. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to go back to that whole thing that fans always do, like, oh, you know, it's a dark-skinned character, so it's got to be related to Mace Windu
right.
or Lando or something. Could be a completely new character, but I could also see them doing something like that.
Be a good way to bring him in the or movie. Something. Maybe she's helping him. She's like, let me get my dad.
Mm-hmm.
The character directly under her is a masked, helmeted character. That could be maybe Keri Russell in a
Yeah, it's female Daft Punk, dude.
Dude, it's kind of dope. Her outfit looks a little... Like, it doesn't look like a Star Wars outfit. Kind of looks like someone's just like... I don't know.
I think it looks like a bounty hunter outfit more than anything. Well, I could see a bounty hunter wearing that.
It's rumored that she's going to be a bounty hunter.
Yeah, which would be cool.
That's rumored. To the right of her, we have BB-8 and something else that's hard to make
out. Dude, it's a gun. Like, for what I'm looking at, those are little blasters on it.
Well, if that is true...
That's awesome.
That's so dope. Actually, if you move over towards the middle of the poster again, we're kind of wrapping it around here. I think my second favorite part of the poster, other than Kylo Ren, I like Poe's little outfit he's got going on.
I do, and it's been rumored that he's going to be doing some sort of spy mission, so it makes sense that you wouldn't see him in his flight suit or in his regular outfit. So
he's rocking that scarf.
Yeah, dude, that scarf is stylish.
Dude,
I don't think even Cassian Andor could pull that one off.
No, Oscar Isaacs is pulling this off, guys. Let me tell you what right now. That's going to be my favorite outfit in this whole movie.
Yeah.
That would be a great Disney Plus series. Poe Dameron spy series.
Oof.
Wouldn't that? I mean, I know we're getting the Cassian one, but come on, Poe.
Mm-hmm.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
That covers most of the poster, I think. I know... So I guess, do you think it's fake or real? Just off the cuff.
I think if it's real, and I'm not sure if it's real to answer your question, but if it's real, someone majorly dropped the ball. Because especially like if it's real, the 3PO thing is just... Whew.
Spoiler alert, right? That's like showing him with a... That's like showing his battle droid body.
Right.
Like on the episode 2 poster 8 months before it comes out.
Right.
Because I can't imagine if he does this in the movie that it's going to be a huge part. I could be
completely wrong. But I don't
know,
why wouldn't they put it on the poster if it wasn't at least a scene?
That's what I'm saying, but if it's a scene, why put it on a whole poster? It's weird to me. I don't know, it's...
3PO dispensing etiquette and protocol, the bowcaster.
I'll do it myself.
He picks it up, he goes, I like this thing.
Looking straight at the image, I think it looks real. Mm-hmm. It's very, if it's fan made, it's very well done. Let me say that.
Incredibly.
But if this is studio made, there's some issues.
Yeah.
Granted,
it's not very high quality. I mean, it looks like a leak.
It's not. It's definitely pixelated a little bit. Like I said, I couldn't tell what was with BB-8 and stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it is real, it might just be an early rendition.
Yeah,
I guess.
Might be some changes that need made. I mean, it's kind of a cool poster, though. Now, mm-hmm. reality, because honestly, this isn't really like a Star Wars poster I've seen in a long time, if ever.
Right, right.
It's very, I mean, you have your heroes and villains separated like you usually would, but it's not, oh, let's split it up and down the middle, or we're separating people with a lightsaber, you know, to show mm-hmm. you sides. It's very,
Yeah, I actually have that sitting right above my computer.
Yeah, which is, I think, the best Star Wars poster of all time is The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Poster with just the three of them on it. But I like, now that I'm actually looking at it, you got the bright, like, walls on the top showing the heroes, and then it gets dark into space underneath with the First Order. Assuming it's still called the First Order.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know if anyone's touched on that, but with Kylo in charge, who knows?
Do you think he'd rename it? Do you think they, well, I guess the better question is, do you think, like, the filmmakers would rename the Evil Empire in the last act of this trilogy?
I don't know. They renamed the Resistance halfway through Last Jedi.
I guess, but...
I mean, granted, they just went to a name we're all familiar with, which I'm still iffy on that whole thing.
Yeah.
So I guess they're the Rebellion again.
I guess if Kylo was like, okay, we've taken over, we're the Empire.
I can see him doing that, though. He's like, this is my Empire now.
But he's letting the past die. I don't know if he'd use that.
I love Kylo, but he seems like someone that could be very contradictive.
Yeah, that's fair.
I use that catchphrase way more than I should, though, the let the past die one.
No, I do, too. I mean, if you just look at it, going off of your point, like, you know, he says let the past die, but he's all hung up on the death of his father. He's all hung up on the Resistance and all this other stuff. Like,
and he's apparently putting the mask back on.
And he's dead set on, like, killing Luke.
Yeah,
I mean, letting the past die. I mean, I guess from his perspective, I could see it.
Oh, you know what? I can't believe we didn't touch on this, my friend.
What?
No one's touched on it on any social media sites. So let's say this poster is real. Rey is holding Luke's lightsaber.
Ooh.
The one that supposedly got cut in half. Because you can see the back of it.
But there's a big, looks like someone put duct tape over the middle of it. That's not there before.
You know what that looks like? It almost looks like kind of Vader's hilt with the bit with the black thing around it. I don't think duct tape and a lightsaber makes it work again, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless it's like four strong.
Rey's got some super engineering background.
Flex Seal's coming in strong, let me tell you what.
To demonstrate the power, I cut this lightsaber in half.
We tore it in half with two sides of the Force. That's actually really interesting. That's actually a big... I kind of hope she gets a new lightsaber personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I don't need to... I can see them putting it in there just for the sake of saying, yeah, we had it in almost all our movies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's interesting. It's a cool... Like, if you just look at the poster without analyzing it, it's a cool poster.
Yeah.
So
this is true.
But I guess only time will tell. I guess in 14 days, 15 days, we'll know.
Yeah.
I know the theatrical posters are, I mean, like the first revealed posters are usually a little simpler in design.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of like, at least Last Jedi did that. They had their big like character one and their kind of simple one.
Sure.
So I don't know. I'm liking it. Kylo looks like a badass and I'm okay with that. So.
Yeah.
Gosh, so. So I guess let's get back to Celebration here.
Yep.
So they're doing the lottery.
Talk about that. Talk, because we have very opposing sides on this, I think. Still.
I'm so back and forth. I'm okay with it the more I think about it. It does kind of take away that a little bit of control you have as to waiting in line overnight for whatever panel is you'd like to see. Mainly episode 9 will be the big one. Basically kicks off Celebration on that.
Do you
want
to explain how the whole system works now?
So basically a lot of people in past Celebrations, you would wait overnight in a line. So people would line up at 5 PM, 6 PM the night before just to get into this panel in the morning that doesn't start till 11 o'clock.
Right.
This year, they're introducing a lottery system, so you take your badge that you purchased, you type in all your info, and you're entered to win the lottery. So basically, you're going to know before we get there whether you're in or out to watch the panel. A lot of people are mad at that because, one, they don't have the control to wait in a line overnight. Two, a lot of people just like waiting in line overnight because you get to meet all sorts of people. And I know
it's a community thing.
Exactly. And I know you and I have talked about that where we were excited just to kind of chill out and hang out with people and get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, I mean, the lack of sleep was a little intimidating throughout the night.
But I've read that that's part of the charm, you know.
And there were celebrities that would show up. Dave Filoni showed up. Rian Johnson showed up at the last one. Daniel Logan showed up, delivered pizza for people years ago in Anaheim. Just all mm-hmm. sorts of cool stories. And a lot of people are upset by that, which is totally understandable. But at the same time, even though you have that control, there was, at least in Orlando, there was a lot of people that didn't wait in line, or they got in line really late and they shouldn't have been in, but they were cutting, and the security was just really, really lacking.
Right.
Where people
right.
that waited in line all night didn't even get into the panel.
Yeah.
Can you imagine lining up at 6 p.m. the night before, getting in
no,
line?
No, I'd be livid. I'd be livid.
Exactly. So that's why they moved to this lottery system where, hey, you know, because all the entries have to be in by April 3rd.
Fourth, third, I think, which is before,
I think it's
yeah.
fourth now, since everything is getting moved back.
Is it fourth?
It could be fifth now, but as last I heard, it was the fourth, which is next Wednesday?
Wednesday or next Thursday, yeah.
And so you'll know by the fifth. As of now, you'll know by the fifth whether you're chosen. I like it for the fact that you're going to know.
Right.
So let's say you and I don't get into the episode 9 panel. Well, that's cool, because now I can sit here and I can go to the cosplay contest. Now, I would rather watch the panel, and they will be showing the panel in other rooms, screen
yeah,
rooms.
Yeah, actually, the other two main stages, like the secondary stages, are both live streaming that panel at the same time, so.
Exactly. So, I mean, and that's, I'm sure, if we don't get in, that is what we'll do.
Right.
Is go to the other one, because I heard the atmosphere is still, it's not as intense, but it's still very, very passionate and intense mm-hmm. from anything else you would find.
Right.
So, I mean, from that aspect, I like knowing that, one, I don't have to waste my time. The money I paid for my hotel room, I can use.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm sure our girlfriends are happy about this decision for the
I'm
most
sure.
part.
I'm sure. It's funny, because I told my girlfriend, you know, hey, you guys can go mm-hmm. to the hotel room, do whatever. And she's like, I'm going to be wherever you're going to be in Chicago.
Right, and I kind of got the same response.
So, yeah, no, episode 9 panel, how do you feel about the whole lottery system?
I'm actually a big fan of it for a lot of the reasons you brought up.
Because you were a little different at first, though, am I correct?
Not really.
No?
I mean, I understand why people would be upset. And like you said, I was looking forward to some of that community stuff if we were in line overnight. But I also, I hate the idea of like waiting in line all night and then not getting in. So like you said, at least this way we know. And one of the mm-hmm. big issues initially was... if you had different orders, so like you bought your tickets on your own card on the separate order than mine, you get an assigned seat if you get into the panel.
Correct.
And initially they didn't have any system in place for, you know, groups of people who wanted to sit next to each other, but they're adding a thing where you can link your lotteries together. So
in groups up to six.
Yes.
My only concern with that, and I know you and I haven't really discussed what we're going to do since we purchased two separate orders.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about if one of us gets in, you know, we'll just trade badges and whatnot, and just you and I go. But
right.
So it's groups up to six, so ours would be, what, four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we link you would link them together with a group code. So from my
right.
understanding, you or I, whoever signs up first, says we're in a group, you get a code, and then I would basically use the same code.
Right.
When I go to... My only worry with that is... Do they say, well, this, and I don't know how they choose their lottery, if it's a randomized thing or if it's like, so, or do they look at it and be like, well, here's a group of six and here's a group of three. A group mm-hmm. of three goes in instead of this group of six. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or do you and I both have an entry since we're in a group where even if one of us goes, like we both go. Both our group, like our one group goes, or is it just
yeah, and they
one
haven't
entry?
Been real clear about how that works.
And it's not like a, it's not this thing where like I just don't get it. I've been hearing all sorts of people talk about this, and just no one really gets it.
Right.
Because even when you're like, oh, it's like this, I've seen someone else be like, no, but this, they said this.
Yeah.
How it can be interpreted really both ways. I was thinking about today, and like with this whole thing, and I hope this doesn't make it a cluster, but. They need to have someone film a video and be like, this is what it is.
Right.
Or,
I
know,
agree.
Go on Facebook. Go in the. Someone from ReadPop, go on the celebration group, the official Celebration group on Facebook and start a live video.
Mm-hmm.
Answer questions. Take 45 minutes to an hour and answer questions, and then just save the video.
Right.
So if I have questions, I can just go watch the video. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, not that it's not clear, but it's very vague in the.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Even just put up a text FAQ, you know?
It does.
Even that.
Well, and I also heard that if you are chosen for panels, I don't know if this is official, if I'm just hearing rumors, but they're gonna reach out to you, but like, they should almost do it in a way where you can accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Accept or decline, because I was listening to the guys over on Beyond the Outer Rim podcast, and they were talking about, like, maybe I get into The Mandalorian, but, like, I decide I don't want to go. And now that's right. Now that's just an empty seat in the stadium that someone else that really wanted to go could have gone to.
Sure.
You know, maybe do a thing where you can decline them. Like, oh, I don't want to
go. Yeah, there might
now.
Be. I mean, like I said, the app isn't even live yet, so there might be a way to do that if you get picked. We don't know yet.
So, well, and I know you mentioned this actually earlier today when we were talking. I haven't registered my badges. I'm going to try to do that tonight or tomorrow morning. But it kind of, you said it asked you what your preferences were?
Yes, it asked you what your interests are, like what you plan on doing. So
did it bring up panels?
Yes, panels is a choice.
It didn't, did it have you rank them, or like how did it work?
No, basically, like, you go through, you put in your basic information, your name, your email address, blah, 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 blah. And then it asks you, like, hey, are you most interested in showing up early? Are you most interested in showing up right on time? Are you most interested in taking your time and showing up a little late?
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives you this big, long drop down of, like, what is your number one thing? Like, do you want to see the show floor? Are you interested in cosplay? Do you want to learn, do, like, tutorial panels? Like, do you want to see the big morning panels? So that's an option right there. And then you go down and there's this whole list of, like, checkboxes, and you check multiple ones, just what kind of thing you're most interested in. Yeah, panels is one of them.
Okay, so I'll be able to do that. Speaking of, did you get light side or dark side?
We actually both got light side.
Ah.
It picks it for you.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I thought it might just do like, oh, you get light side for both. Oh. But I've heard some people say they register both their badge in the same order and they get different things. So I'm curious, I hope I get dark side.
Yeah, I hope the same thing. But...
In my heart, I'm a Jedi,
mm-hmm.
but I always... The dark side just has way cooler stuff.
Yeah, like, that's true.
The merch is way cooler. So I guess since we're talking about panels, Episode 9 panel, I know you and I are really, really hoping to both get into this.
Yeah, that's my number one.
I know we talked about we'll go into the overflow rooms if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not, because like I've been telling Ashley, like, I need to be in the same room with Adam Driver when they show us the trailer.
Yeah.
I need to be able to say, oh yeah, when that trailer premiered worldwide,
I was there.
I was with Adam Driver. He might have been 1,000 feet away, but I was there.
True.
So, spoiler alert, if anyone is listening, Kylo Ren's my favorite character.
I think everyone listening already knew that.
If no one knows that yet. So, I've gotten into so many arguments trying to defend this man that I'm at the point where I'm just like, I don't have time to argue, but you're wrong. So what panels, I guess, are you interested in on, let's say, Friday? Because I know Friday's a pretty packed day just in the fact that it's the first day. There's a lot to do. It's the first day for panels overall. So we've got the Episode 9 panel. There's a lot of overlapping stuff, which kind of sucks, but is there anything that kind of sticks out to you?
Let me go back there and look.
And I've also noticed, looking at this stuff, that there's descriptions for stuff that wasn't there before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because one I am very interested in, just from the title, it's called Lightsaber Team, where fandom meets fun, fitness, and friendship. And now there's a whole description on it, which looks pretty cool. It says, why pay for expensive gym memberships or costly personal trainers when you can join Lightsaber Team for free? We work out with lightsabers, strive to maintain a low-stress, no-drama club culture, and make friends who share interests in fandoms.
That's kind of cool.
I'm a fitness guy. very much. I've been certified for personal training. I go to the gym regularly. This one just sounds super, super fun to me.
Yeah, definitely.
The only problem is it's 11:45 to 12:30, which is the same time as the Star Wars Episode 9 mm-hmm. panel, which we will be at, it sounds like, either way. Whether that be overflow room or otherwise.
Yeah, so that's kind of a no-go.
I'm hoping... I thought I saw that one maybe on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I know a few of them are different days as well.
How are you feeling about this Japanese Star Wars vegetable carving?
No, that's kind of interesting. A little gimmicky, I think. One I'm really interested in on Friday is the Vader Immortal Star Wars VR series panel.
Yes, that is probably the second big panel for the day.
They're coming out with a new virtual reality, basically story. And you learn more about his immersive descent into Vader's fiery Mustafar fortress.
And it sounds like we don't need a panel, a lottery for that one, correct? It's just the first big panel of the day?
Well, it's on the celebration stage, so we might. But again, we're not really clear on how that works.
I guess we'll find out when it goes live. I downloaded the Star Wars app. I'm hoping it'll tell me, yo, you need updated when it's time. Yeah. So,
fingers crossed.
If that one doesn't pan out, I'm all for the next panel at the same time. Special, it's 40 years of Star Wars holiday special collecting.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It's basically a bunch of merchandise and items that are all connected to the holiday special. So maybe they can put our podcast episode up there.
Yeah. I'm not sure we count as merchandise quite yet.
We count as various items and promotional items.
The movie trivia panel looks fun.
What time is that one out?
That is at 2:15 to 3:15.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned this when we talked about it originally. Like, I don't think we know as much as we think we know.
No, I agree.
What is this trivia? Is it canon? Is it not canon?
It says movie trivia.
See, it's those weird obscure questions like, what was Ewan McGregor's dog's middle name? Like, I don't know. You tell me.
Right.
Hasbro one, I'm sure, is going to be a pretty big panel.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not on the celebration stage.
Yeah, there's a lot of people into collecting the Hasbro stuff, and just Hasbro has a long history with Star Wars as it is.
We're going to have bounty hunts. That's exciting.
Yeah, and there's one of those every day.
Yep.
I might have to take a break to the podcast stage around 3, Beyond the Outer Rim. They're followers of the Carbonite crew, so...
Oh, very nice. I wasn't
at least
aware
on social media. I've not reached out to the gentlemen themselves, but if you're listening, hello. Like your guys' stuff. We'll see you at the celebration meetup on that Friday night.
Yep.
On that Saturday
we'll
night. I'm sorry.
Saturday. Yeah.
So,
The author spotlight. Timothy's on though.
Oh, that is a Jonathan thing, and I'll be attending that with you. What's that? 3:45.
The 4:45, yep.
I wonder if that's... I'm guessing that's just a panel.
Yeah.
Daniel would like that one. Daniel's really into Thrawn since he read that book.
Yes, he is.
On our March
he messaged me about the Thrawn thing, about my girlfriend voting for... Who was he up against? Ahsoka?
Oh, I saw that. I'm surprised. I thought Daniel really liked Ahsoka.
He does, but he likes Thrawn more, apparently.
So last episode, when we did the whole... when you were talking about the book, and, you know, I was trying to, like, avoid spoilers, when I was editing it, I just skipped through it. So I have no idea what he said. I hope there wasn't anything that needed edited out. So,
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Oh, this one looked really interesting. You know, I've talked about this one at 4:30 on the Star Wars University stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the future with Star Wars and using the technology and stuff we have from Star Wars and how it will basically move us forward into the future and stuff we can do with it. Yeah, it talks about just in the description here, Darth Vader's exoskeleton armor.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be cool.
There's going to be I'll take droids for 500, Obi-Wan, an intergalactic game show. That was at 6:30 to 7:30.
Oh, yeah, that one will be fun. There's going to be cool ones. And I'm assuming, too, like, I'm not going to rush towards these things.
Right.
At least most of them. There might be one I'm like, I got to get to. But, like, I'll take droids for 500. That one looks fun. But, like, I'm not going to rush to it. Because I'm kind of under the impression, like, if we just stumble upon some, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm completely
definitely
fine with it.
I am really excited. I know I've said this before, but the Jedi Fallen Order panel, and that's Saturday?
Yep, I know you're excited for that one. I didn't think... That's the big one in the morning, correct?
Yes.
So that's the new video game coming out this fall. What time is that one at? 11?
I believe so. Yeah. Well, no, the 11 o'clock panel for that's the Galaxy Edge panel.
Okay, yeah, which I'm really interested in that one. Yeah, there's just so many panels.
Yeah. I don't even know how to deal with it.
Like, I'm personally okay if I miss the Jedi Fallen Order one. I know that's more of like a you thing because you're into video games more than I am.
Yeah.
But I don't really see anything I really want to go to, I guess, at the same time. But I guess, and I don't know if that one's a lottery one.
I would assume it would be.
It's later in the day, so I don't know. I guess you're talking Celebration Stage is in the Wintrust Arena. It holds roughly 10,000 people, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Do they think 10,000 plus people will be there for the video game panel? I guess that's probably the real question. You think so, a third of the celebration?
Yeah, I do. Mainly because, like, it's not going to be your typical EA game. They've already said it's a single-player, story-based, third-person action game.
So basically,
I think that alone, compared to what we've seen from EA in the last 5 years, is going to draw a lot of interest.
So I'm just going to jump over to Sunday here, since Saturday's just going to be so busy.
Yes.
That's going to be the crazy day.
I'm surprised. Don't you have a autograph that day?
No, not Saturday. I have Thursday, Friday, Monday. I have stuff planned.
Mm-hmm.
So no Saturday, okay. Sunday, thankfully, which is probably the best days to not have it.
Yeah.
With people having the weekend off for work if they're only doing part of it or whatever.
So, you know, you've got The Mandalorian right out the gate Sunday morning.
11 a.m. It will be the world premiere of the trailer, from my understanding. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess it's not confirmed, but...
Yeah.
So
Coffee with Kenobi is that day as well. That's a podcast stage.
Oh, cool. Yes. But,
that's 1 to 1:45.
I will be there. That's 1 o'clock. What time is The Mandalorian? And 12 p.m. So we're good.
Yeah. So we're fine. I'm planning on going to that one with you, too.
Depending on time, I think the Star Wars Minute podcast would be kind of cool to attend. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're talking about a particular minute in the movie or if they're just doing a celebration episode. But that podcast is cool if you've never listened to it. They basically go minute by minute of the movie and just talk about it for an episode.
Yeah, that's incredible. I haven't listened to it, but
it's super cool because they talk like different like little ins and outs of something you didn't know about the script or little things that maybe got changed. Another bounty hunt, you said Coffee with Kenobi. There's a Doug Chang panel. He's the Asian gentleman you see in a lot of the extra features and stuff on the movies, at least in the prequels. I attended actually a panel with him down in Orlando last year, I guess 2 years ago at this point, for Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, cool.
Where they were talking about where they would go to different countries and get ideas and all that kinds of stuff. So there's
the other big one that day is also the Clone Wars sneak peek.
Oh, that directly follows, if I'm not mistaken, the Mandalorian panel.
No, because it's saying right now it's 3:30 to 4:30.
Oh, because I had heard a rumor, and again, I don't know how true rumors with Star Wars Celebration are. Just that, they are rumors,
right?
That the Clone Wars panel would be right after the Mandalorian, and that they weren't actually going to empty the arena, like make you leave. They were just going to like you could.
They might have changed that just because people brought that up too. The Grail Stories one looks interesting. What's that? The collector stage. It says, once upon a time, there was an unobtainable treasure. Hold on. It was an item so incredibly rare, valuable, that our hero could not even dream of adding it to the collection. Somehow a miracle occurred, and he did. Gather around to hear the thrilling tales of your fellow collectors who have actually lived this story. We'll show how sometimes the impossible becomes reality. So, just kind of a collector's panel, but interesting.
And that sounds interesting. I like that. At 1:30 on the celebration stage is Alan Tudyk.
Okay, yeah. We talked about that one.
That one might be kind of cool. Warwick Davis is hosting.
The newly announced Anthony Daniels panel is going to be at 5:15 to 6:15.
Is that on the schedule?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, that just got announced today, actually.
Yep.
And guys, just again, these are just the panels.
Yeah, there's going to be so much other stuff going on there.
This is not include any of the vendors or anything like that.
Yep, it's just the official panels, and that's it. So, and then Monday, you've got your big ones. You've got your Phantom Menace 20th anniversary.
So, there's basically five panels that we know of that are, right?
Yeah.
Four or five?
the main ones, yeah.
That are lottery. Which one mm-hmm. is your top one?
Nine.
I'd have to agree with that.
Definitely. Second top one's going to be Jedi Fallen Order, but...
See, that, all, that's probably the all... lowest for me, personally.
That's fair.
I think Phantom Menace is probably the second for me, just for the fact that I don't know who's going to show up.
I don't know. The Mandalorian, though.
See, I'm a big Disney guy, so Galaxy's Edge, personally, for me, too, is like...
See, and we've got completely different lists, and that's great.
And it is. It's beautiful. It is Star Wars fandom at its finest. Yeah, there's just so much to do. We're going to be busy.
We're going to be super busy. It's so not even going to feel like a vacation.
You know, I was talking to Ashley about it, and it is super nice that it, like, the festivities, or at least the floor and stuff, closes at, like, 7 every night.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll still give you, like, the night to do things. Like, you know, say there's no after party or anything you want to go to, you can go mm-hmm. have dinner somewhere or go to the Navy Pier or the Bean. Or there's just so much to do in Chicago.
Right,
like,
yeah.
If I had 2 weeks vacation, I'd stay the rest of the week, the second week, and just do stuff, you know? And I know there's lots of people doing that. So I do want to shout out, too, if you haven't gotten your badges yet and you haven't gotten tracking info yet, don't fret. I never got tracking info for it, and then mine came.
Yeah, I got an email, but I didn't get tracking info.
See, I didn't get anything. I just got the badges, and I was getting a little worried because yours came and mine came like a day or two later.
Right. And I've heard there's still people that haven't gotten them, but, I mean, that's okay. I mean, you'll get them.
Reed Pop is saying if you don't get anything by April 5th to contact them.
Yeah.
Which is cutting it close because I've seen there's people from out of country coming, like, before that.
Yeah.
Like, come in the 6th or come in the 4th, you know, because they're just making a whole, like, thing out of it. I mean, why not? But they also did say, Repop, as long as you have your confirmation number, like, that you bought the tickets, you're fine. They said that's a badge. So, as long as you have that email with all that stuff in it, you're fine. You don't need to worry. Oh, another panel I forgot to bring up that sounded really interesting. The Star Wars tattoo competition.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That'll be Monday.
Yeah.
Neat.
That's exciting.
I know I've toyed with the idea of getting some ink at Celebration, but
yeah, I know you talked about it, but
probably be a no go for me.
Yeah.
I heard minimum sit down is like 150, and
yeah,
if I got something,
we're easily spending on like meeting greets and autographs, but
which you know I talked to you about it, but if I got one, I'd want to get something just kind of simple.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, this is the place where you should get something extravagant because these are the best of the best Star Wars tattoo artists.
Right.
But that takes a lot of time out of the con. Oh, Jonathan and I did purchase Billy Dee Williams. We're getting that photo op.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be
awesome. Amazing.
Lando
himself.
Thursday.
Yep.
So in 1 week, 2 weeks, I'm getting excited. It's 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have met the legend himself, Billy Dee.
It's going to be amazing.
Is that all you got, or did you get something else?
No, that's all I got so far.
You plan on getting anything else?
I don't know. I was going back and forth on a photo op with both the malls.
Oh, yeah, you've been talking about that. How much is that one?
Let me look.
I was trying to pull it up, but I think I'm going to buy a coffee mug there.
Yeah.
I've been liking drinking out of my coffee mugs while we record. Makes me feel fancy.
We can get personalized ones.
You can?
I mean, we could. We could get them made for the Carbonite crew.
Oh, you're right. Actually, they have that little crafts panel. Maybe you can make a coffee mug. 125.
What is it? Is that both of them?
Yeah. It's really not bad. I've bitten the bullet, and I'm getting the Rebels quad photo. I've been really wanting that one. That was my top one. I'm a Rebels guy over Clone Wars. I'm sorry. Which I can kind of thank you for that, Jonathan, because... you kept telling me to watch it. There's actually some really cool photo ops now that I sit here and, like, really, really look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I didn't before, but, like, Palpatine and Maul's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that? Is that Ray Park, I'm assuming? Yeah.
I think so.
Ray Park would be cool to meet. I just can't justify some of these prices, man.
I know.
Honestly, I think the best bang for your buck photo op is the Clone Wars cast.
Yeah.
Because it's $190.
I knew you were big on that.
You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 people for $190. Pretty good. There's some cool stuff. If you're going to Celebration and haven't planned anything, you should get on that because 2 weeks.
Yep.
At least I hope you know how you're getting there.
Oh, I wanted to tell you. I don't think I did. I did get the extra JPEG emailed to me for the Lando photo we're doing.
Oh, you did? You did buy that?
I did.
Oh, cool. Cool.
I figured I'm already spending $100. I might as well spend the extra $15.
See, that'd be cool to, like, get signed by him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which, I don't know, an autograph's still like $100. Oh, my God. $100.
Yeah.
Adam Driver better be there.
I should hope so. I haven't heard anything about him being there, though, so that's kind of worrying.
And I know, like, the Episode 9 people aren't allowed to sign or do photo ops. I picked up that Ashley Eckstein autograph. They were sold out, and I was super bummed.
Yeah, I know you were really regretting
I got on the other day just to click it, just to see, and they had a Monday, so I picked it up.
Nice. So, I need to see, like, what they have on Mondays, because that'd be a good day for...
Yeah, it really would be. And the way they lay it out on the website, super pretty simple. If you go to the guests, it literally has the day and times. So, like, I mean, it shows you it's blank if there's nothing for that day for that person.
Right.
A lot of the morning on Mondays.
Do you have Ashley at 11?
I have an autograph with her, and I believe it is at 220.
Mm.
So it's kind of...
Because there's a photo op available Monday at 11. For $50.
With Ashley Eckstein?
Yeah.
I might pull the whole, like, hey, can I get a selfie?
I've heard that they're pretty strict about that.
They said it really comes down to the actors.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's their final decision, I think, because they're the ones making money. This is their job, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really up to them. What's it going to say? I'm sorry, no? Okay, no problem. I'm excited just to meet, and I'll get a few seconds with Ashley just to talk to her. So
yeah, because I've heard they do a lot more talking when it's an autograph opposed to.
I'm thinking about getting my Ahsoka book signed by her. I'm a big pop guy. If you haven't picked up on that already, and I have no autographed pops, but they just announced last night at the Her Universe booth, which is Ashley Eckstein's company, they're gonna have 1,000 signed Ahsoka pops.
Nice.
So I think I might just pick one up. I know it's I'm not getting it done myself, but I'll get my assigned Ahsoka pop, and I can get my book autographed by her, and hopefully Claudia Gray as well.
This is true.
Which, speaking of Claudia Gray, they released exclusive variant cover for the Obi-Wan...
Master and Apprentice, yeah.
Yes, the Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan novel by Claudia Gray. So they're going to release... You get the hardcover autographed by Claudia herself, along with an exclusive pin and a tote bag.
Oh.
So they release times each day that those are available, and there's so much per day, which will be super cool.
Yeah, hoping to get some.
We have to get a wristband if we do that.
Yeah, well, I read the whole thing, and it's like you'll be able to get one when you come in. I actually really like what they're doing, because I guess there was a big controversy last Celebration with the Thrawn book coming up, because that also had a variant cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they just had a set amount. They didn't ration them out for each day, but there's going to be set amounts available each day.
And that's
how
it should be. And it's one of those things that you'll know. So if you go up to pay, it's like, oh, sorry, we don't have any wristbands left. It's not,
right.
Oh, you get a wristband, and sorry, we're out of books after you wait in line. Like, that would make me mad.
Yeah, I would be a big fan of that.
So... There's a lot to do. A lot of people to see. There's possibilities we're still getting guests. I mean, Anthony Daniels came out of nowhere today, and we're 2 weeks away. So who knows what's going to happen? A lot of people to meet. Really looking. I'm actually getting more excited for that Episode 1 panel. The closer we get.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Just because, I mean, I'm assuming Ahmaat Best will be there. Who else? Hopefully Natalie Portman. Hopefully Samuel L. Jackson, hopefully Liam Neeson. Because those are the big people. Because think about it, all the big people from Episode 1 are people that haven't been announced or that don't go to Celebration usually.
Right.
So who are you going to have? You're going to have, what, Anthony Daniels, Ian, probably him. Who else? Like, who else? Ahmaat Best? I don't know who else you'd have. Because just looking at this list, there's no one from Episode 1 on it.
Right.
Other than those. So, I mean, because your big ones are Ewan, Liam, Natalie. Maybe Hayden Christensen goes. A little weird, but you never know.
They could make that work.
They could make it work. Ray Park. I'm sure he'll do hit. I mean, duh. But yeah, I don't know who else. So I'm hoping for some surprise appearances.
Yeah.
If we get in, that's me being selfish. If we get in, I'm hoping for some surprise appearances.
Definitely.
Don't want to be there and everyone shows up.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how soon we'll know about our panel lotteries? Is that the 5th you said?
They said you will know by the 5th. Like I said, but everything keeps getting pushed back, so it could be the 6th at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be nice knowing our schedules, though. So we're getting all prepared. We're getting there Wednesday night. We are taking the train in, getting there Wednesday night. Possibly going to Force Chella, too. We don't know. We're going to kind of wing that, see how that goes.
Yeah.
Because we're staying outside the city, so it might be kind of a trek to get back, but we'll see how that goes. Friday, we're going to be attending a little podcast after party.
So, I mean, if you happen to be listening to this and you're going to be there, just give us a shout.
So that one is actually, I think, is RSVP one. Mm-hmm. We are doing a Coffee with Kenobi Star Wars podcast meetup on Saturday, the 13th, which will be super, super fun. That's taking place at the Arc Bar at the Hyatt McCormick Place, which is attached to the convention center. If anyone wants to go, that's at 7:30, something like that, and basically just runs all night. So it's going to be a bunch of Star Wars podcasts. Fans, just more than welcome to come. It's a free event. Let's fill the place up.
We've got t-shirts, so you should be able to recognize us. Yep.
We'll have our navy blue with the yellow. It's like Carbonite Crew. Says Chicago on the back. Super cool. Our first ever t-shirts.
Yeah, that's exciting.
They're Carbonite Crew host exclusives. So that's super fun. I guess I kind of want to work on actually getting shirts.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Just get some out there.
Yeah, just... So, and we'll print them as we order them, or as they order them or something. That'd be kind of cool. But so, yeah, we're going to be... Jonathan and I will be podcasting live from there. It'll be live for us.
Live for you guys, but
we'll try to get them out that night.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if we do short little things,
yeah, we might be able to hopefully stuff that just doesn't need edited too bad, and we can just kind of throw them up. We're gonna kind of
little observations,
little
from
things.
The day.
Yeah, Jonathan mentioned he wanted to talk to some fans or some people.
Vendors would be super cool. I'd like to talk to a couple of vendors.
I don't know. We're gonna be busy. Hopefully we can get some vacation time in, or at least make it feel like a vacation. I'm excited, dude. Everything Star Wars. Star Wars everywhere.
It's going to be great.
I'm just so excited. I can't hold it in anymore. I'm like that that meme. Let me in.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me in.
I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
Oh, God. I'm kind of glad that I don't have money to blow, because if I did, I'd be more happy. There's just so much. I'm kind of glad I'm not signing up for a bunch of photo ops and autographs, though, because I feel like that would just use a bunch of time.
You've got more than I do.
Yeah, I've got 3, and I'm sure the lines... I'm hoping the lines won't be as bad. I have this hunch that the lines won't be as bad as people are expecting. I could be wrong.
As they have been past years, yeah.
I don't know. I have the feeling that they won't be as bad, because I know they have some virtual queues and stuff they're trying out, so...
Mm.
We'll see. We'll be there. You can vicariously live through us. Star Wars show is going to be live streaming the whole weekend, basically, which I know a lot of people like that because that give a pretty in-depth look. But, guys, it's coming up April 11th through the 15th at the McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. Star Wars Celebration 2019. Yep. It's coming.
It's coming, and we will be there.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Anything else, Jonathan?
I don't think so. I think that about covers it.
Well, we have an episode coming out for you soon. We may have one or two more come out before we get to Chicago. But if not, we'll see you guys in Chicago. May the Force be with you.
Always.
Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out.